USA Radio News with Wendy King.
At least one missile landed near the U.S. Embassy in Baghdad. No casualties have been reported in the strike, which hit after thousands gathered for a funeral procession to mourn slain Iranian General Qasem Soleimani. Multiple sources reported on the strike, but the number of missiles that have landed was not confirmed. An unknown number of rockets landed in the heavily fortified Green Zone, where the U.S. Embassy is situated, but it was not hit. President Trump tweeted, "He selected 52 targets in Iran that will be hit very hard and very fast if there are strikes against Americans or American assets." Soleimani was killed Thursday in what President Trump said was a defensive measure to prevent imminent and sinister attacks. Iran's ambassador to the UN said the U.S. has started a military war by an act of terror with the killing of Soleimani. This is USA Radio News.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
As the death toll continues to rise, at least 3,000 Australian troops have been deployed to help tackle the brush fires in the country. USA's John Clemens reports.
Strong winds coupled with readings of 104 degrees prompted officials to declare a very dangerous time ahead for southeast Australia. Gladys Berejiklian is the Premier of New South Wales.
The day is unfolding so far as we anticipate. There are unfortunately 137 fires and bush and grass fires burning across the state. Around 60 of them are uncontained, and those areas of concern that we had yesterday and the previous days remain at that very concerning level.
Since September, fires in Australia have claimed at least 23 lives, with dozens of people listed as missing. At least 1,500 homes have been lost in the brush fires so far this season. I'm John Clemens.
More than 15 million acres have been burned and over 1,000 homes have been destroyed. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Marijuana is now legal for recreational use in Illinois, and the earnings are staggering. With that story, here's USA Radio's John Hunt.
The new year is off to a profitable start in Illinois, where the state's marijuana shops brought in nearly $3.2 million on the first day of legal sale. Illinois is the 11th state to legalize the drug. According to the governor's senior advisor for cannabis control, 37 state dispensaries made 77,128 transactions, amounting to more than $3.17 million in sales. Legalization in Illinois also means that nearly 800,000 people with criminal records for purchasing or possessing 30 grams of marijuana or less would have their records expunged. Earlier this week, Governor Pritzker granted more than 11,000 pardons for low-level marijuana convictions. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
Singer and songwriter Pink has announced she donated $500,000 to help fight the brush fires in Australia. She also posted a list of websites for fire departments where people may send money if they want to help. Ellen DeGeneres also urged her Twitter followers to contribute to the aid efforts. She says, "I've already donated. I hope you will donate too." And members of Steve Irwin's family, who run the Australian Zoo, have been caring for animals injured and displaced by the blazes. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.